What's good?
Hey man, chilling. I had a couple tweets yesterday that I kind of wanted to preface and give some context to because it's one thing for people to read, 100 characters. It's another thing to actually explain what you're talking about. It's like it's almost like two different things.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So just want to make sure that there's like no confusion and just want to make sure that we're all on the same page and kind of like what my thoughts are and how things work. So this is going to be a quick locker room, maybe 15, 20 minutes, but we're just going to talk about two things and that's it. The first thing is going to be what Illinois did to Michigan and how they became stagnant. We're going to go into that, and then we're going to talk about Wagner and Livers. That's all we're talking about today. So it's really, we're just talking about four dudes, and I'm not going to keep you guys on here long, but we'll kind of like go from there. So if y'all have been on this app, I mean, it's pretty dope. And please engage in the chat as well. There is a dude on here. His name is Max. He's been hosting rooms around 9:30. So I've already reached out to him because I hate to like host rooms at the same time, especially with people who support each other. But right after this, I'll be like, go over to his room, man, because he's always here at 9:30. Always like every day at 9:30, just hosting rooms, just talking about a little bit of everything, whether it's sports, what's going on in culture, and he has some pretty good dialogue on there. And there's usually several people up on panel just rapping with them just about experiences or like what they think about things. It's pretty dope. It's pretty
Max is
dope.
a real dude. Max is a real dude.
Yeah, man, he's real. Like
He's cool.
he's super dope. He's been on here since pretty much I've been on here. I've been using this since about May, and he came on right around the same time. So I've got to just chat with him for a long time now, and real good dude, man. So look here, we have. Let's talk about the let's talk about how stagnant things are. How stagnant what happened with Mike Smith and Hunter Dickinson and why other teams can't do what they did. Other teams can't do what they did, and people are like worried about seeing that again. Walker, please. And so people are worried about seeing that again. And Illinois had the personnel to contain both. They had the personnel to contain Mike Smith. They tried to work Mike off the ball. Frazier stopped that. They had Mike with the ball initially all the way up the court. Frazier contained that. They tried to get Eli Brooks to be the initiator. He's just not that dude to play the point guard position in a game like that as of yet. So our backcourt, as I mentioned a couple months ago, was our most vulnerable position is because of their lack of size is one, and lack of explosiveness is another. So when that happens, when they bottle up Mike like that, what Michigan does is they go to Hunter Dickinson because Hunter has been more he has been the most consistent piece on this team. And what he does is he brings another element that not a lot of teams have that real luxury. Trevion Williams is very similar in being able to do the same for doing the same for Purdue. You have Dickinson on the block. He can hit a little mid-range. He does a really good job at Walker-Roo. He does a really good job at scoring the ball. He does a really good job at passing. If teams go one-on-one or they double him, like, he does such a good job at hitting cutters, hitting wide-open guys for three. But what they did yesterday with Coburn, Dickinson had a really tough time with going one-on-one with him. Really tough time. And the reasoning behind that is because Coburn, one, he can move. He is not a stiff. He looks stiff, but he can move well enough to where Coburn's physical presence at 300-plus pounds covers any other type of liability that he has. So not only is he immovable, because usually Hunt just bullies people. He's bullied a lot of dudes in this league because they all weigh roughly about what he weighs. Because Hunt's about 255, 260 at 7'1". Kofi is a brick at 7 feet, 300-plus. So he couldn't move him, so he couldn't bully him. Because he couldn't bully him, there was no need to help down. There was no need to dig down. And on top of that, the four perimeter players around Kofi, what they did not sink that much. They said, hey, look, Kofi, if we lose this game, it's going to be because Hunter Dickinson had 30 on your head. They did not let Hunter get the ball out because he's either getting assists like that or he's getting things called hockey assists where it's that next pass, if that makes sense.
It's like the play that
so now, right, exactly. And then this is how you score 53 points. This is how you score 53 points. So now your two main initiators on offense, because in my opinion, Hunter Dickinson is an initiator. He's an initiator from the block.
He definitely is.
Right? So definitely. You have your two initiators are now being locked down. This is where I was disappointed. I was disappointed because Illinois pretty much said, hey, give me one sec. I gotta get this dude. Hold on, give me one sec. All right, sorry. So, yeah,
they were getting all on Hunter, and Kofi's just ginormous. There's nothing you can do there.
Yeah, so now Michigan has their two initiators done with, right? Illinois said, we're going to make Livers and Wagner beat us, right? This is when Michigan's two – when I say disappointed, I mean I was very disappointed with their toughness, their rebounding, and I saw someone mentioned it last night, but right he was right on, said that Isaiah Livers was like a Livers of previous years. It was not the Livers that we've seen this year. He wasn't creating. Those two guys were acting as if they had to rely on an initiator first. And it showed some of the limitations that Wagner and Livers has. Wagner's defense was really good last night. I do want to say that his defense was really good, whether it was rim protecting or whether it was getting steals, deflections. Whenever they tried to ISO him, like, it was a wrap for that person. And they stopped attacking him. They stopped attacking them altogether. But Livers and Wagner, those are your two NBA guys. When games like this happen, your pros need to get you up out the mud. There's no plays for NBA dudes. Like, go get me a bucket. Like, that's why guys like Dosunmu are so good, right? If Illinois is stuck with what they're trying to do, they give the ball to Dosunmu and say, hey, we need some baskets. Go be better than the person in front of you.
Hey,
and I'm not giving Juwan, flack. I saw some people were, but there's not. He's been picking on mismatches all year long. And he tried to put mismatches for Livers and Wagner, but these are dudes who rely on an initiator first to get that leverage before they're able to attack. That part was taken out, so now they're pretty much going head up with someone with no type of advantage prior to driving, prior to posting up.
Hey, Ant.
What's up?
So the one thing that I've always saw in this team is my biggest concern. I mean, you got so many good players, but the thing that has always scared me is I don't think we have that one dude, like you said, like Ayo, or even Adam Miller, Trent Frazier. Those guys, you can look at them straight in the face and say, go get me a bucket, and they can. And you know, Hunter, you know, whatever, you can throw it down there, but I don't count that the same as somebody like Adam Miller out on the perimeter taking the ball one-on-one and going and getting a bucket. And I don't know if we have somebody like that. I think the closest thing we would have is Mike, but he doesn't even shoot enough for that to really matter.
I would put Hunter in that situation because two things happen.
That's one out of, you know, seven players that we really play.
And it's your big. It's not a guard.
Right. It's not a perimeter. That's no threat for three. It's only a threat for two.
Right.
And how high quality is a, you know, a 12-foot jump hook? You know, I mean, it's just like I think the biggest thing that I worry about is the fact that I've never seen Franz take a one-on-one jumper. He's always either catch and shoot.
True.
From three especially. I can't tell you the last time I saw him take a step back three or off the dribble, maybe five times in his whole season this year. And then Mike doesn't shoot enough, and he can because he did it all at Columbia. That was what he did. He created off the dribble for himself, but he shoots six times a game.
Yeah.
I just don't know if we have that guy that's a go-to perimeter bucket. Because Livers, as good as he is, he's not a off-the-bounce kind of thing. And Franz, you know, he always, you know, does the curl, but I don't ever see him just take the ball, you know, and then go one-on-one.
Yeah, so Franz is what you would call he's a 3-and-D slasher type of wing, right? Those guys are two-level scorers. So there's three levels. Well, I would say there's four levels of basketball. Four level scorers are ones who could hit threes. They could score at the mid-range. They could score at the cup. And they get to the foul line. If you score at all four levels, you're a damn good player. Franz is scoring at two levels. He's not hitting a mid-range shot, which he should be so good at 6'9", 6'10". At his position, he's being guarded by someone way smaller than him every time. And he loves to get to his right hand. And you saw Illinois sat on that hand all game long and forced him to do something else. Or he just picked up his dribble right away because he was uncomfortable. So he can get to the cup, but he's really like 1.5 levels to 2 level scorers. So limitations there, and that's tough.
I think that's really scary when you're matched up with a team like Illinois, who's got, honestly, they've got four guys that can go on the perimeter and get you a bucket, and then you've got an absolute monster like Kofi who can get you a bucket on the inside. I think that's where, like, I always thought Illinois was our worst matchup that you could possibly have, and I know that's not like the boldest statement ever because Illinois is one of the worst matchups for anybody. But when you got, you know, you got five guys that can isolate and score, I mean, that's scary. And
especially with Dosunmu out.
Right.
Especially with him out. Because with him in the game, you at least know where most of the usage is coming from, right?
Sure.
With him out the game, you don't know who's going to give you the business, right? So So now you're not looking just one way. You're looking at every way. Yeah, exactly.
I just think that's a terrible matchup, and I don't know. You know, I guess I do know why, because most of the players that are on this team are recruited by Beeline, but we don't have that go to bucket, you know, perimeter guy.
Yeah,
and that's something that you're gonna. I mean, I don't want to say that you can't win a national championship without that, but it makes it
no,
a lot harder.
You can't. No, that's the thing. You can't. Like, you cannot win the national championship without an elite backcourt. And that's been proven every single year.
Right.
Look at the national champions. Look at the national championships that have been won. I mean, like, you're talking about Virginia. All three dudes went to the NBA the following year.
Right.
In the backcourt, you know?
It's like, you know, even, you know, Virginia was not a very good offensive team. Which they just didn't play at a pace. If you're gonna put Kyle Guy on an island, and you're gonna put him one up, you know, one on one against one of the best defenders, I'm gonna take Kyle Guy. That dude was a bucket. He could still go get a bucket. They just didn't play at a fast tempo.
Yeah, Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome, DeAndre Hunter, those guys were good.
Yeah,
look at that buckets. Villanova team. I mean, like, look who they had in their backcourt.
Yeah, that's just a Brunson. I mean, that's a different story.
Man, like. Phil Booth was no joke either. Like, that was a good team.
That's a 15-point-per-game score. I mean,
yeah, look at that UNC team from that previous year. I mean,
Joe Barry, Justin Jackson.
No joke, bro. Joe Barry can go get you a bucket.
Joe Barry was a dog. He's the most underrated player of the last 10 years.
Oh, man. He was such a good college player, man.
Yes.
Those are the four-year guys where – you're just happy that, you know, they go out and win their own championship the way that he did. You know?
I mean, it's like Michigan has none of those dudes. And you have to have one of those guys. And you know, I'm not giving up on the team because, you know, they're too good to do that. But it's like you got to have one of those go-to. And I don't think Franz has the handle right now to do it. He never goes left. And when he does, it's very rare, and it's always off of a C curl, and it's never off the bounce. I don't know. Just you got to have those dudes that can go get you a bucket off the bounce, and I don't put Hunter as one of the guys that can get you off the bounce because you just throw it down to him on the block, and he's 7'2", and he can go up over people. But Livers can't. Franz, I just don't have enough faith in the handle, and then Brooks is just. Abysmal at it.
Right. Also, like, I am not being – this isn't something – if you're, like, new to locker room and, like, you haven't really listened to me talk about this team all year, this is nothing new. Like, this isn't me
– No.
Like, this isn't me just coming out of nowhere just, you know, kind of being, like, overreacting. I've been talking about how – you know, how we are as, you know, built as a team. It's like, yeah, I mean, Wagner and Livers, they do all these things, and Livers has done a lot better with creating for himself. But at the end of the day, like, that's still not his bread and butter. His bread and butter is being created for. That's where he's at his best, when guys are creating for him. And I've talked about the backcourt, how they're lacking right now. You know, they're a good group that can win you a Big Ten championship, but when it comes to getting to that next level to compete for a Final Four, a national championship, that's where you need that elite backcourt. Like, we had freaking Trey Burke and Tim Hardaway and still didn't win a national championship. You know what I mean?
Nick Stauskas, like, was a bucket.
Stauskas was also a bucket, and that's why that team was good. But they lost to a team with, you know, Harrison and all. And then that Kentucky team lost to a UConn group who has Shabazz Napier, who was pulling, like, a Diet Kemba Walker type
of run. Was Lamb on that team, too?
I'm not sure.
I think Jeremy Lamb was on that team, too. He might have been a little bit older, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But, yeah, no, it's like when you run into a team as potent offensively as Illinois is, when they have four guys that can go do that, or Gonzaga, or somebody like that who has guys that can isolate and go get you a bucket, it's not the best matchup, not the one you want.
Right. Exactly, man. But, yeah, so I wanted to talk about today just about the whole Hunter Dickinson and Mike Smith. What happened there? Mike Smith got bottled up, and Juwan, you think he didn't make adjustments? Go back and watch the game. He was moving Mike Smith all over the place to get this guy looks, but Frazier was in his pocket the whole game. Like, I may do a video on that. Like, look, this is how you play defense. If you want to become a championship team or a championship player, young people, please watch this video. Like, Juwan moved him all over the court, and Mike Smith could do absolutely nothing. And then the way that they bottled up Hunter as well, your two NBA guys, please do the NBA thing. Show me why you're going to be a pro. This was a great chance for them to put some film out there that they're not just reliant on others. And this showed their limitations. Then moving forward to the Michigan State game, if Michigan State tries to play the same way as Illinois did, they're going to lose by 20 because they don't have the personnel to do that. They don't have the personnel to lock down Mike Smith like that. They don't have the personnel to
spread them out like that. They just don't have
four perimeter players who are just dogs on defense, and right. They don't have anybody to do what Kofi did to Hunter.
No, it's like
so if they do win, they have to win a totally different way.
I think it's you know, you take a look. I don't know how many Chicago kids they have on their team, but I would assume they probably have quite a bit, and it showed that toughness. They stared right down at Livers and Fran, said, "Y'all are their two best players. Y'all are the NBA guys. Go beat us." And they didn't, because I just don't think they can take them off the dribble, and that's what Illinois thought. And unfortunately, that's what happened.
Yeah, it's tough, man. But look, though, my boy Max, he has a room going right now. If you just want to like chill, hang out, like right now, he's talking about Xbox or PlayStation. So like he's always talking about something, whether it's sports, whether he's just talking about football, basketball, culture wise, what's going on. He'll talk just wild things. It's early in the morning. He does this all the time. It's pretty dope when you're just up making coffee or you're at work chilling. He's over there now. I'm probably going to pop over there here soon and just hang out a bit and just listen to what people are talking about. But it's usually a good debate. It's a good community. It's a fun time. So I'm going to pop over there now. I do appreciate you all. Thanks, Davis, for coming up, man.